Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. I hope you have been good. I hope you have a good week. And today I'm gonna be talking about a topic I was thinking like lately. As community, as humans, usually we have a fight, we have competition, who's better, and different kind of things. And if you go to the Bible, and when Jesus Christ, you know, was training the disciples, we see like at this same competition. And one moment, the disciples, they were like talking each other who was the greatest. And if we go to the Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 1 to 5, says, at the time the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then Jesus called a little child to him, saying in the midst of them. So disciples, they were trying to see who was the greatest in the heaven. Who wanna be the greatest? Who wanna be the best? You know, different kind of things. And Jesus, the first thing he did was like he called a child. And the Bible said like he called a little child. It wasn't a child, it was a little child. You know, it doesn't specify what age the child was. But it says little child. And the Bible said after that, the verse 3, and said, "Absolutely, I say to you, unless you are converted and became a little child, you will be no means enter the kingdom of heaven." So in this verse, verse number 3, we see like two things. Number one, Jesus saying, he answered the question to disciples and saying like, "Absolutely, I say to you, unless you are converted and became as little children." Then what does this mean? And a grown up person can become like a little children? You know, we can convert to a little child. It's not talking about mentality. You know, it's talking about like different kind of things. Because we make a comparison between like a children, a child, and an adult. You know, they got different, you know, knowledge. They have different, like, a lot of different things. The comparison is like, it's enormous. So we cannot make like a comparison between like an adult and a little child. It's a lot of different. And but the Bible said, Jesus trying to say to the disciple, like, you want to be the greatest in heaven, and then you got to convert and became as a little children. When the Bible is talking about convert and became, it's like two different things. Convert like when you start, you know, getting in the process and become, and with you already done on the process. It's like you are trying to study, like to study something, you know, like a profession, something like that. And then you start like getting into, you know, learning everything about, you know, that profession. But when you finish the classes, when you finish the courses, and you converted to that person or to that profession you were studying, but after you get the title, the diploma, that's when you became, let's say, like engineer, mechanic, it's a lot of things. Then that's a process. And a lot of people, they don't think or they don't understand about the process. That's a process. You know, when we know God, when we know Jesus, we became into a process of growing up in faith, growing up in a new faith, growing up in knowledge about God, about Bible, know about like a lot of things, like changing our life. Like we came into a process of converting from the old person to the new person. That takes time. That takes a lot of process, that takes a lot of things. And at the end, to become a real disciple of Jesus. So the Bible is trying to say If you really want to be the greatest in heaven, you need to convert and become as a little child. If not, you won't be able to enter to the kingdom of heaven. But the verse 4 says something else. It says like, therefore, whoever humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, verse 3 is talking about like what you need to do to enter to the kingdom of heaven. But the verse 4 is saying like what you need to do to be able to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So I will see like two verses. It's talking about something, two different things, but at the same time, like something go complemented, they're complemented together. Because to be able to be the greatest in something, you need to become in the role, became in the line, became in the process to be able to get into the position of the greatest. To be called the greatest, that means you are the best of the best, but talking in a human tint. But when the Bible is talking in the kingdom of heaven, that's totally different, because the Bible said like whoever humbles himself. This means a lot of things. Humbles mean like you are making less than everybody else. But how come this happen? Like how come you can become the greatest when you're gonna be the last? That's something like in common. That's something like I'm saying. We're talking about like, okay, if I want to be the greatest, I need to be the last. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, to be the greatest in kingdom in heaven, I got to be the last in here in life. But it's talking about values. It's talking about, you know, the way you got to be. Because the Bible says, like, you need to be the greatest, you need to be like a child. And how the child is, what the characteristics of the child are. First thing, like when we burn, like, you know, we start like knowing about like life, we start learning about, you know, to sit down. We learn about like, you know, how to stand up, and then we learn to walk. After we learn how to walk, then we learn like how to run a little bit, you know, to jog a little bit. After we learn how to jog a little bit, we start learning how to run. And after that, like we start getting another process. So that means the Bible saying like, if you want to really be the greatest, you need to be the last, to be like a child. And to be the child, that means you're going to be less than everybody else. And about humbleness thinking. And the Bible says in the verse 5 say like, whoever receives one little child like this is in my name, receives me. And then became something else. You know, all these chapters, like, all these verses talking about a lot of deep things. Because the first thing is saying like, there was a competition between disciples. Say, okay, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I have been like close to God, to Jesus. I've been learning a lot of things about Jesus. You know, I'm the best disciple. They had that competition, and Jesus knew about it. But let's be honest. When you had a child, that's nothing about competition. You just wanna be yourself. You just wanna be playing, you know, with other kids. You don't care about what kind of like a lot of things you want to have. You don't care about like what status you are. You are talking to a child, you know, the other child, they, you know, they fight each other. Like 5 minutes later, they're together like nothing happened. But in human, the story is different. In human, like we have argument with someone, then we don't talk to everybody for the most of the time, the rest of the life. We don't fix the problem. We have been like an enemy of some people for the rest of the life. And the child doesn't do that. The child's kind of like, doesn't have nothing, you know. It's not contaminated with, you know, the world. It's not contaminated with, you know, all these like, you know, lifestyles, this like a thinking of this mind. Like a child doesn't have like anything bad in them, because that child, you know, what they really care about is like eat and sleep. That's it, nothing else. Do you care about get food? And do you care about go to bed, go sleep? They're not afraid about anything else. Just those two things. When they are hungry, that's for food. When they are tired, they go to bed. That's it, that's simple. But human, adult humans, that's different. Because we can fight every time. Who's the best? Who's the best? Who's the greatest? You know, who's the best religion? Who's the best church? Who's the best minister? Who's the best, like, you know, believer? You know, who knows Bible more than anybody else? You know, who's had the best job? Who made more money? Who got the best car? Who got the best house? Who had the best clothes? So it's a fight all the time. So that was the Bible saying, like, you want to be the greatest, you got to be the humblest. You need to humble himself. And became as a little child. Became a little child, that means you need to get away from everything to become a child. You need to get away from your contamination. Get away from you all those feeling of greatness. You need to be humblest to be able to become as a child. But that's a process. And this is the reflection for today. And at the end, well, the resume of this is, we need to be king as a child to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven. We need to make a decision. We need to let God do the change. Because we made the decision to let God do that change. But at the end, we need to let God do everything he wanted to do to be able to be king as a child. We need to convert and became as a children to be able to get into heaven. We need to humble ourselves to be able to be the greatest. So this had the message for today, and I'll see you tomorrow with the new live streaming. And I hope that this has been blessed to you, and have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.